ESPN production just constantly misstepping, showing Mwabi as Jonathan Kuminga to start this game. But what really drives me crazy is all these interviews they do during the game, and they feel the need to take up a third of the screen with video of the interview. We can hear him just fine. We don't need to see him. There was no Poku, no Josh Giddey, who sprained his ankle in the opening minutes of Summer League. And it happens every Summer League. A top pick gets hurt right away or doesn't play at all. It just so happened to be Giddey. Maybe they're hiding him. No, he legit sprained his ankle. It was disappointing. Right or wrong, I wanted to see him. And then y'all know me with the voices. Who knew GP2 sounded like this?
Gary Payton II. Gary, you're a veteran of Summer League. How do you handle that role with this particular group?
You know, you just got to be patient with the young guys. Try to just give them as much knowledge, you know, as quickly as you can. And more is in game, you know, just trying to help them out and trying to get them to a nice little flow for them.
How much knowledge is being passed down to you as you have continued here in your career, maybe some vets that you've played with?
Oh, every year, any situation I go into, you know, I always try to pick from, you know, whoever's been there and who knows what's going on in an organization and just try to just feed off them.
Now, you had that nasty dunk the other night. You got, even LeBron was like, whoa, GP II. What was that like?
You know, it's nothing new for me. You know, that's what I do. But I'm just trying to show everybody what I can do, you know, besides that and just work on every inch of my game.
All right. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you.
I was startled, especially just knowing his dad, right? It just, that was wild. Jessup needs to abandon this runner. That thing is trash. But I'm going to add in some interviews and sound bites here because, you know, the game doesn't really matter, right? We're kind of just looking at certain players. You see Kuminga early on get to the mid-range jumper, which we haven't seen much of yet from him. The story last night was Moody opening up the full bag. Here he is with a floater from the free throw line. Kuminga 1-of-5 from downtown last night. It seems like he misses long on most of his shots. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing. Here's Charlie Brown Jr. just abusing Jessup with a little hezzy, getting to the left side here. And then GP2, I think OKC had no clue he was left-handed, cruising in for a layup. The real one player from the Thunder's roster is Theo Maldon, and he didn't disappoint. The step back three. I like him. Look, if the Thunder aren't interested in winning games, maybe try to pry him away. Look at this drop off from Kuminga with the hesitation. Imagine him in the short role, in the Draymond role. He's showing playmaking potential. There's an accurate pass from Gary Payton to Jessup, and he cashes it in. Haven't seen too many mistakes from Moody defensively. He gets beat back door here, and then on the other end, I think he's got to adjust to the NBA three-point line. We've seen him take several deep twos, nice in-and-out step back, but we want him behind the line. No foot-on-the-line threes. And then Kuminga, when you consider how athletic and young he is, he's pretty damn patient. You see him just take his time, bully ball floater. I have a video planned before the season, just certain questions going into the season. One of them is going to be, who shoots a higher three-point percentage, Kuminga or GP2, assuming he makes the roster? Here he is with the bank open. One thing I've noticed about Jessup, when he gets one rhythm dribble into his shot, he tends to shoot it a lot better. And then they had this number 12 out there. He took about 4 shots in 2 minutes, and then he passes up the one that he needed to take at the end of the buzzer. Get him out the blue and yellow. I'm tired of them rolling out a scrub every game. Rob Edwards, big power guard out of ASU, was bullying his way to the rim. I'd have given you the Myers interview soundbite, but he really said nothing. He downplayed everything. He was just like, hopefully these guys can contribute, but you just never know, as you saw Moody and now GP with back-to-back threes. I know I've been pointing out GP2's limitations, and some of you on Patreon made the point like, look, he's not going to be a ball handler or distributor up with the big squad, and that's very valid. You're right. I guess my concern is we've seen Kerr misuse guys in the past. Moody coming over from the weak side and showing that length. He's done well to protect the rim. He didn't quite get vertical enough there. And then you know he's willing to step in front and take a charge. He rebounds the ball well. I'm telling you, man, Moody's going to sneak into that starting role. Here he is in the pick and roll. And Mwagi, just slow hands, reaction. I don't see it for him. I know they're high on him. I brought that up. I'm not seeing it. And then you see Moody pull up and transition. Has he really got going here?
I got here. Stay. Okay, stay. Bring it my way. I'm low. Stay over there. Stop your man, yo. I say. Come on. Shot, boy. Good shot, boy. It's there.
A lot of these guys get mic'd up and they think the more they say, the better. No, just say what you gotta say. Communicate what you're doing on the floor. And you saw Kuminga do that. I also thought Kuminga rebounded much better. It's almost as if he listened to the pod. I had been disappointed in his rebound, the early read out in transition. And then we get our first look at King Cooper.
Kuminga's gonna get this last look.
Uh-oh.
Top of the arc.
Wait a minute!
shades of Tracy McGrady. Again, if he's playing against fours, good luck, bro. He's going to be dropping people off on a nightly basis. Here they go out in transition, and Jessup can't even punch home an open dunk. I say just cut bait now. Maybe that's harsh, but I say we've seen enough, and it's like these roster spots are becoming so precious. And then shout out my guy Fan. I saw him say it on the Discord that Kuminga's giving him Paul George vibes. And you know what? They athletically, they're very similar, especially downhill, right? I think they're the same caliber of athlete, where Kuminga's probably already as strong as Paul George. Paul, obviously, the much better shooter at this point, but I think Kuminga is going to project out to develop much more of a power game than PG. Moody out in transition, the extendo to get the lob down. But back to the Kuminga-PG comparison, Kuminga honestly could pan out to be what we all wish Paul George was more often, right? That physical downhill attacker. Now, will the jump shot ever come along like PG's? I don't know. Paul George has a silky jumper. Speaking of silky jumper, if we don't pick McLaughlin up, someone is, because he's really shown the ability, especially to shoot off of screens. That's such a big deal. And then look, this guy rolled his ankle for the Thunder stepping on the camera guy, and he calls out of the game. And I'm like, well, damn, you hope he's not hurt too bad, right? But then you see him smiling on the bench. Bro, you ain't going to make the league. Like, this is your chance to make the league. You tweak the ankle and you call yourself out of the game. You don't want it that bad. Another look at Kuminga in the mid-range. It looks good, right? It passes the eye test. He couldn't get it to drop. And then again, more McLaughlin and the ability to shoot off of screens from deep. That's one way you're going to stick on a team when you're a lead guard and a ball handler. And then he's shown the mid-range game. We haven't seen him get all the way to the rim, but he's shown two layers of that supposed three layer of scoring. Here's Moody rejecting the screen and getting to the pull-up. Look at the gravity that he's already generating. And then out of the pick and roll, he shows the old school hook layup. The only other player I've seen use that in recent memory is Kyle Kuzma, has a similar finish like that. But look at the effort on the defensive end. He gives about four efforts here, playing bigger than he's listed, using the length, and then closing out to the three ball. Moody had himself a night, man. As you see Kuminga out in transition coming for Draymond's spot here, the push and the find to the corner, Moody just couldn't knock that one down. He did everything else right. You see time and score down one with under 3 minutes to go. The Warriors went on a 13-0 run to close this game. Jessup pull up in transition. More Moody on the defensive end, just being a disruptor, being long and strong, creating a turnover. And then he shows the ISO game. He has this Robinson kid on him who, I don't know if you consider him a big, he's got a big head. Either way, he eats a floater on the baseline. And all of a sudden, the Warriors had all the momentum and they fed off it. Have you noticed Kuminga out in transition? He hasn't always executed, but he's always almost made the right read at the right time. He's going to develop into a real playmaker in transition. You can see it already. So the faster the Warriors play, I think the faster he'll develop and get to show that. Tightening the handle will obviously enhance that as well. And then Kuminga, I think also as a role guy, he's going to be the type of guy that smaller players are going to second guess getting in front of. I mean, right? Like I would. I don't want any parts of that as we close this thing out with a big hawk at the front of the rim and we end up here 2-1 now through three games in Vegas. Kuminga finishes with 18-7-2 on 6-of-14 shooting. Moody, 22, 3 boards, 2 steals. But the numbers don't give you the context of how dynamic Moody was and the different ways that he got it, the effort and versatility that he showed defensively. Definitely his best game thus far. I'll leave you with the 19-year-old from Arkansas.
We are here with Moses Moody, who was in a mood tonight. Tell us why you were so successful this evening.
Man, you know, every game, we just trying to come out here and get better. That's what it was. Another time to test your development. The team was ready. The team was moving the ball well, playing good basketball. So we all follow suit.
How is the chemistry coming along with this particular group right now?
It's going really well, you know, led by Gary Payton, an older guy. He really been in the game before, so we can talk to us younger guys and really get us right.
What is it like to have a guy like GP II in there giving you advice, with a veteran guy there? What are some of the things he's been telling you?
Man, that's everything, you know, and somebody that's going to talk to you and tell you what to do, but at the same time, y'all see him picking up full court just like his daddy, man. He's going to do everything he tell you to do. So that make it hit different, because you can feel where he's coming from.
Now, you're on a roster, obviously, that is a championship roster in the past with Steph and Clay and Draymond and that group. What kind of a case are you making for yourself to be part of that rotation?
You know, just coming out here to compete. Got a disruptive mindset, you know, just trying to come in and figure out where I would fit, you know, doing everything I can, playing my heart out. So just, preparing for the next level.
Moses, thank you for the time. Congratulations.
Appreciate you.
All right, guys, back to you.